Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
In fact, do your own Todd and Tyler marathon, which is, by the way, what we do every day.
You can do that.
So don't brag about it.
Well,
you would download the podcast, and I saw for some reason, I guess that it sends it back to them. Congratulations on your own Todd and Tyler marathon.
Yeah, that's through Spotify.
Spotify does that?
Yeah, okay, that's Spotify will give you some of the highlights of what you've been listening to.
I retweeted a dude, a younger dude that listens, and he went through like 16 or 17 episodes yesterday, so thank you. I think his name was Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. He wants us to play some Linkin Park as bumper music.
We do.
I think we do.
There are some in there.
I know we do. He must miss them. I got to get dessert with so I can take a nap before the Steelers play.
Yes, it is the first Wednesday in December, and that means
football.
Steeler football in the afternoon.
The tradition continues.
2:40 2:40 Central Time. I saw some story about a woman who lives in Phoenix that's a Steeler fan, and even there it's
1:40.
Right, it's 1:40 right there, and she's really pissed. I think she had her mom write some letters. I mean, apparently my wife told me about this woman. It was on one of those Steeler websites. And she's just really pissed. Like, it's all about her. And I'm thinking, Doug, take the day off or work in the mornings and have your afternoons
is
free.
Is this screwed
wake
up?
Wake up at 4:30 every day.
Some fantasy stuff?
You know, no.
Because don't they have to turn that in on Tuesday?
Or I never thought about that.
They extend everybody. All the leagues extended it so that this game will count for this last weekend.
Right. Well, you
what,
have
last
the,
weekend then?
Yeah.
You've got the NFL schedule in your head. Is there a Thursday night game this week?
No.
No.
No, that was supposed to be
Ravens
Cowboys.
Yeah, play it. Come on. Play back to back.
And that's
Ravens.
Now on Tuesday of next week.
Right. And the Steelers was supposed to be Sunday of this week. They moved out to Monday.
Right.
Yeah. Against the Washington Soccer Club.
The Ravens don't have Lamar Jackson, do they?
I don't know.
No.
They keep pushing this thing back. I don't know. He's still done.
They got a couple of their running backs back, but they still got a lot of guys who are going to be out.
Here's the deal, though. I mean, Lamar Jackson, they're 1-3 last four games. Lamar Jackson ain't ripping it up, man.
So. No.
No, not this season.
You know,
no, if the Steelers beat them, they're 500. They're 6-6.
Exactly. That's right.
So, and the Steelers are undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated. But, you know, they've been sitting around chawing at the bit here. I don't know what's going to happen today, but whatever. You never know what's going to happen when they kick off a Wednesday at 2:40 Central.
No, you don't.
I'm ready to lay down some money that the Steelers are going to whip a bunch of Ravens backups.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope, Puss. Well, I mean, I hope. I know Craig won't hope.
I hope. I have a fantasy interest.
Oh, okay, good. Good, thank you.
In two leagues.
I mean, Craig's going to hate the Steelers.
I would like to know when is the last time the NFL played on a Wednesday afternoon in December.
Or anytime.
Or a Wednesday afternoon, period.
Yeah, just a Wednesday.
Maybe during the war. Not, I mean, the Second World War.
Yeah.
Maybe something happened where Pearl Harbor happened on that was a Sunday morning.
I'm pretty sure the NFL, as we know it, has never played on a Wednesday afternoon.
Well, I know Kennedy was shot, and they didn't play that Sunday. And that was a big deal. They didn't play. They did play. I forgot how it works. They didn't play, I think. So maybe there was a Wednesday in the early 60s they played. That's a good stat there, Todd. We can figure it out. Bush is probably Googling it right now.
I am looking here.
Did they play the Wednesday after or the Sunday after 9/11?
They just took a...
No. Well, no, that whole Sunday after 9/11.
They
canceled. Everything got pushed back a week.
Yeah, they pushed the season back.
Yeah.
Yeah, college ball too, right?
No, I remember the Huskers played...
Did they?
A couple Tuesdays after that, they had to. Yeah, I remember we called them out for that. I remember that for some reason.
That's right.
Long time ago.
I think a bunch of teams canceled, though, didn't they?
I think a lot
that
of them
weekend.
Did. Yeah, a lot of them did.
And pushed stuff back.
It was actually quite recently. There's been only one game on a Wednesday in modern NFL history. It was 2012.
Is it the night before Thanksgiving?
No. It was the opening night game that season. They didn't want to go up against Obama's speech at the Democratic National Convention that year.
So they didn't play Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, so they bumped the traditional Thursday night kickoff game of the season.
Back to Wednesday. Who played in that game?
Yes.
All right. But you know, but it was probably at night.
Yeah, it was at night.
I'm sure
yeah.
It was prime time.
All right. Whatever. So make sure you set your alarm. Wake up by 2. Watch some football.
Cowboys-Giants, that game was.
Okay.
So that would have been after the Giants beat the Patriots?
We had a follow-up to the guy that checked in that his girlfriend's bisexual. He's not. He wants to kind of be with her full-time. She wants some pie on the side. It's a big, long email from her. And we should probably get into that then when Craig gets here.
Okay.
Kill some time with Craig.
You're making me find it now?
No. Kill some time with Craig. It was a well-written email. And I think she just likes to have sex with a bunch of people, and so do I, but I can't.
Well, I think she just likes to have sex with women.
Yeah, she describes women in there,
right.
By the way. Including and the way we describe women.
And that dude.
Soft. Yeah. But she describes a dude, but you know.
She likes having sex with that dude, too.
Yeah. She does. But she likes, sometimes she feels like a nut, basically. You know? She shouldn't describe the nut, you know.
Sometimes she feels like
more of his hairy chest or something like that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Millionaire discussion came up again in the pregame, the appetizer, the tailgate.
Whatever we call that opening segment.
And I've always been curious. I didn't know they were still doing this. But, you know, Millionaire is still on in syndication.
The syndicated version. Daytime?
This version is the night. Celebrity thing that's running at night now.
Okay. With Kimmel,
with Jimmy Kimmel.
With no crowd, by the way.
Right, but if you phone a friend now in that situation... What's to stop the friend from hemming and hawing while he goes over to his phone or computer?
I guarantee.
They have a time limit.
Yeah.
You only get to talk to the person on the phone for it's either 30 or 60 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you can sit in front of Google and have an answer for him in 60 seconds.
I don't know.
It's tough. It might be 30 seconds.
I guess because, you know, you can talk to Google, and if the guy repeats it back. So the question is, they might figure that out, though. You know,
you got to figure they got to take precautions against that.
They do.
No Googling.
Yeah. Alexa, the question is, you know, if you said something like that.
Can I phone my friend Alexa?
Okay, yeah.
What about my friend Siri?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a celebrity. That's a charity one for celebrities, right? But still, though, they don't like to.
Mm-hmm. How about my friend, Hey Google?
Yeah.
This is right here on my phone.
Name your kid, Hey Google.
I'll call my friend myself, Hey Google. Because that was $1 million question, wasn't it?
Apparently it was.
Yeah, that won the million.
That guy get back to us, so we called him out. Everybody called him a douchebag. He yelled at us for
Yeah, he did.
Apparently, he apologized. He wasn't being mean. He was trying not to be mean.
Oh, when you I see that's the problem with email. When you call people dumbasses, they think they're dumbasses. I'm careful with that all the time anymore. Except with us on the email.
Sarcasm in writing is tough.
Our texting is we're brutal.
Oh, no, I've seen you on Facebook. Sometimes your tone is
a little harsh. No, I mean that. I mean that on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not. No, I'm not being funny on Facebook. I'm talking about that guy calling us dumbasses. And just say, hey, you guys are dumb. I think this is dumb. But, we've been called out a lot. And we all jump on it. We all did yesterday.
Especially if you call us a dumbass when we give you the right answer.
We were the right answer, right.
We gave you the correct answer.
Right.
Andrew Johnson was, in fact, the president.
Yes, he was. And Mr. Craig Evans gave us details on that. Lincoln was shot. Johnson was his vice president.
Yeah.
When that happens, the vice president is the
president.
It turns
out, Johnson was actually the asshat.
Yeah, apparently he was, yeah.
I forget why he got that.
Well, Maryland didn't like Lincoln either because of the slave thing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but they were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Turns
out they were wrong.
Lincoln was on the right side of that one.
Turns out the right side does win.
But Johnson, and I forget the reasons again, he got impeached. He didn't get removed from office, but he went through the impeachment proceedings.
Yeah, so did our last guy.
I know.
By the way. Got impeached, never had popular vote, nothing. And he's done. And we're happy about that.
Right, and the common thread there is they're both asshats.
Both complete asshats. Craig Evans, Nick Allen. I woke up this morning thinking it was Thursday. Damn it, I was cruising this through this week, having a good time on the show, thinking, all right. I got a little, and I woke up thinking it was Thursday, and it's not.
Really? Because I woke up this morning thinking, the Steelers are on this afternoon.
Well, I did, but I don't know why. Yeah, I did, but, whatever.
I had to say it out loud yesterday. Like, I got to remember to turn on the game tomorrow afternoon.
At 2:40.
At 2:40.
All right. If you work, sorry about that. If you're actually a fan of either team, I realize if you're not a fan of either team, it really doesn't matter to you. Craig Evans in a bit.
And if you got a regular job, you can somehow.
If you have a regular job, you're sleeping right now, so screw you.
Find a way to sneak out.
Screw you. Oh, they will. Yeah. They will.
Oh, you got a computer. You can find some sort of.
Oh, yeah. Nick watches the Huskers on his computer at his other job on Saturday.
There's got to be some way you can stream the video.
Just depressed.
Even if you're at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's plenty of ways.
I should correct that. Nick watches the Huskers lose from work every week. All right. Except when they beat Penn State. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.